The Jackson County ban survived an initial legal challenge earlier this year, but the county said it would not enforce the law until a $4 million lawsuit by two GE alfalfa growers was resolved. Under the new proposed settlement, these farmers wouldn't have to tear out existing genetically engineered alfalfa, but they also wouldn't be able to replant with GE crops. The growers also agreed to drop their lawsuit against the county. Shannon Armstrong represents the farmers.
It safeguards these farmers' investments in their crops and protects their right to earn a living and continue to support their families. So we think it's a very reasonable settlement.
Jackson County commissioners will decide whether to sign on to the proposed settlement at their meeting Tuesday morning. If they do, it will go back to the federal court for final approval. I'm Jess Burns reporting.